short form feeds and the feelings first pattern, TLDR, short form video platforms condition users toward fast emotion, reactivity, and treating feelings as evidence. This pattern appears across the political spectrum but shows up more visibly and intensely in contemporary left-leaning spaces. Liberals' stronger emphasis on harm/care moral foundations helps explain the lower threshold for offense when combined with algorithm-driven emotional content. Right-leaning users develop their own versions of motivated certainty, yet the style of emotional enforcement is currently more pronounced on the left. The dynamic is worth naming plainly because it affects public discourse and individual thinking habits. How short-form media reshapes thinking. Endless vertical video rewards strong emotion in seconds, quick moral judgments, and identity protection. Depth, trade-offs, and uncertainty lose out. Heavy users across all backgrounds develop faster certainty and lower tolerance for slow or challenging material. Disagreement begins to feel like a bodily threat rather than an intellectual exercise, where the pattern shows up most clearly. In progressive Western circles shaped by Instagram and TikTok, suggestions of longer reading, trade-offs, or discomfort tolerance frequently meet offense and group pushback rather than curiosity. Statements that most people outside those circles would consider ordinary can be labeled harmful. This creates a noticeable feedback loop. Platforms reward feelings-first content, and the social environment punishes deviation from it. Moral psychology research offers context. Liberals tend to weight care/harm and fairness more heavily. When short-form feeds constantly surface injustice and emotional framing, this can sharpen into hypervigilance for perceived slights. Surveys consistently show stronger support among liberals for restricting speech viewed as emotionally unsafe. Not exclusive to one side, right-leaning spaces have their own clear versions of fast certainty, often centered on threat, loyalty, or cultural pushback. Motivated reasoning is a human default when identity is involved. The asymmetry lies in expression and institutional reach. Progressive norms currently dominate media, education, and visual platforms, making the left's feelings-first pattern more culturally visible and consequential. What actually counters the conditioning? The remedy is the same for everyone. Delay the first scroll, pause before replying, choose longer-form sources, and judge ideas by mechanisms and trade-offs instead of emotional charge. These unglamorous habits rebuild tolerance for complexity. Most people deeply embedded in the pattern resist them. That resistance is itself strong evidence of how powerful the conditioning has become. Short-form platforms did not create emotional reasoning, but they have supercharged it, with the sharpest effects appearing right now in left-leaning environments. Facing this honestly, without exaggeration or denial, is the only useful response.